This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as there is a report that a missing Iowa college student's body has been found. Police telling Fox News that Molly Tibbetts' body was found in Iowa, though no other details have been released. Tibbetts vanished after a run on July 18th in her hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa. There had been a $366,000 reward up for information that could help find the 20-year-old. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is toppled by protesters. A group of 250 protesters using a rope to pull that monument known as Silent Sam down at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last evening. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
The last known Nazi war criminal in America is gone, sent back to Germany. ICE agents arresting Yaakov Pauly at his home in Queens yesterday, and he was immediately deported. The White House says the 95-year-old had been a guard at a Nazi labor camp, and he lied about his identity to get into the United States, and then he became a citizen in 1957. U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell says this is a big day for the Trump administration and America.
He arrived in Dusseldorf, Germany this morning, and it's a great day for the United States to have this individual out of our country.
He was speaking on Fox News. U.S. officials confirming Al-Qaeda's head bomb maker is dead after a drone strike last year in Yemen. Ibrahim al-Assiri was most recently believed to be working on miniaturizing bombs to fit them into laptops or other mobile devices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The jury in former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's trial has begun deliberating again today. That jury in Alexandria, Virginia, wrapping up a third day of deliberations yesterday without a verdict in the trial concerning tax and bank fraud charges against Manafort. Getting to the truth of his remarks about truth. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn. James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And we want to remind you, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I'm going home.
After the top of the hour, welcome. Good to have you with us, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, we'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, good, bad, or indifferent. Your opinion counts here at this place. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Lowell Ponte joins us now, former Reader's Digest roving editor. His latest book, co-authored with Craig R. Smith, Money, Morality, and the Machine, reveals how bad money drives good morals out of society and how you can protect your family from the future of Star Trekonomics. Now, you're going to have a chance to get a free copy, so stay with us. Lowell's going to give you the toll-free number. It is free. Postpaid copy, your very own copy of the book. And I just got mine, and I'm telling you, you want to make sure you get a copy, and it'll be yours because we're givers. That's what we do on this radio show. And Lowell Ponte is also a giver, and that's why we love to have him on with us. Lowell, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. It's an honor to be with you, Bill, as always.
Oh, you're so kind.
Strange. The Democratic Party, the new polling shows 57% of Democrat voters now view socialism positively. Only 47% view capitalism favorably. And they have decided that is not a good look for the Democratic Party. And so they have issued a new party line. You've probably heard some of the Democrat mouthpieces talking it on CNN or on MSNBC, Marxist Socialist NBC. And that is, they are saying, gee, socialism doesn't mean government control. When young people say socialism, they just mean a restoration of old-fashioned liberalism. Maybe a little more welfare for the poor, a little more social justice for the downtrodden, but it's nothing to be afraid of. Well, that sounded real good, except I remember P.J. O'Rourke's wisdom saying liberalism is just Marxism sold by the drink. In the end, they lead you to the same place, the same degradation, the same debasement, and they lead to an end to private property, all private things being transferred to the government sooner or later. And one example of this is Elizabeth Warren. Senator Warren of Massachusetts is right now the most likely Democrat presidential candidate in 2020, and she just put forth a really interesting piece of legislation, Bill. She calls it her Accountable Capitalism Act. Isn't that heartening?
Right.
Investors Business Daily called it something else. They called it the Capitalism Destruction Act, and here's what it does. It says if you're a billion-dollar revenue corporation, in other words, if you're one of America's big leading corporations, you are going to have to get a federal charter before you can do business. And that federal charter comes with a whole lot of strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
The new federal charter would, for example, oblige company directors to consider the interest not just of stakeholders, not just of or of stockholders, but also of stakeholders, mm-hmm. by which they mean employees, customers, shareholders, and the communities in which the company operates. And by the way, if this sounds a little vague to you, it's intended to be.
Exactly.
It's intended to be whatever the politicians decide to make it. And so, corporations cannot just view what will improve their profitability. They have to ask, what will improve things like the environment, racial justice, community activism, workers, whatever else sure. Warren decides.
And whatever else comes down the pike here, and liberty be damned. I mean, let's throw liberty out the window. This is what this all comes down to. And going back to your earlier statement, Lowell, the numbers of Democrats that are pro-socialist, they need a follow-up question to somehow discern if these people even know what socialism is.
Well, they apparently don't. They think it's Scandinavia, for example. But just a few months ago, the Prime Minister of Denmark, one of the classic Scandinavian nations, actually addressed a speech to Bernie Sanders and said, Mr. Sanders, stop calling us socialists. We are not socialists. We are a welfare state. We do have very high taxes, but we're friendly to business. We have more freedom for our businesses to operate than you do in the United States. And we like people who make money despite our system. Billionaires here are among our most honored citizens. And by the way, we don't hesitate to hire private companies to do government work in running schools, hospitals, and so on. I mean, in fact, in Sweden, they have an interesting law that would be fun to use here. And that is, if you are receiving a welfare check in Sweden, your welfare check is taxed. They make sure that everybody pays a part of the tax burden and has to look at that piece of paper and say, wow, 30% of what I was being paid in welfare never got to me because the government took it back.
Right.
And that makes everybody feel a part or have an interest.
You've got skin in the game.
Being efficient or
right.
not.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I mean, what a novel concept. But, of course, what people fail to realize, and you and I have discussed this before, I mean, what kind of standing army or military do the Scandinavian countries maintain?
Well, Sweden maintains a nice but not powerful enough army to stop the Russia for more than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, no, they have, having since World War II, allowed the United States directly or indirectly to put its nuclear umbrella over Western Europe to stave off the Soviet Union. And they've taken the money they saved on defense spending and spent it on welfare states.
Exactly.
And now, of course, it's amusing because these countries also used to condemn the United States for our horrible racial policies. And now they are having race riots in their own country. It was very easy to say that when they were a Swedish monoculture made up entirely of latter-day Vikings. But now that they have thousands and thousands of Muslims in entering their country and demanding to go on welfare and not work, they're finding it a little less comforted. They find rows of their cars torched, as they do in Paris.
And their women being raped and abused, right?
Oh, sure. Well, it's like Venezuela and some of the countries of Latin America that used to condemn the United States for putting up barriers on our border. We were just terrible to do that. Well, now you see Brazil, you see Colombia, you see even Ecuador putting up barriers on their border against the tens of thousands of people fleeing Venezuela every few days.
Exactly.
Now that Venezuela is faced with starvation and economic collapse from the wonder of its socialism. But to be fair, although she is de facto expropriating property with her new measure, Senator Warren is not a socialist. Socialists, at least wise ones, realized some decades ago that actually Hitler had much better economics than the Soviet Union did. And by that I mean they understood, as France realized suddenly one day, you go around expropriating the steel industry and the coal industry and so on, and make them into government property, make the government the owner, and there's one little problem. You no longer have anybody to collect property tax from.
Right. Exactly.
And so the fascist Nazi method of doing that is, we will let you continue to own your company. We will just tell you what you will make, what you will sell it to us for, who you can hire, who is on your board of directors, and on and on. In other words, everything that constitutes real ownership will be ours, except that piece of paper that requires you at the end of the year to pay property tax to our government.
Exactly. Well, it was the envy of FDR. FDR had lauded and praised Adolf Hitler and what he had done economically, and said it was a model. Well, Lowell, forgive me. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Lowell Ponte after this. Stay with us.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow. That sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC is finger looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bill Martinez.
To the table. Come join us in a
America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Lowell Ponte continues. He and Craig Smith have delivered another outstanding book, a must-read, Money, Morality, and the Machine, reveals how bad money drives good morals out of society. We've been touching on that in this first segment of our discussion. And as I mentioned, you want to get your hands on a copy. And Lowell, how can they do that?
Pay $20 to Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post, or they could get it absolutely free and postpaid. It literally will not cost you a penny if you just call toll-free 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. This is the seventh book Craig Smith, who you see every week on with Neil Cavuto and I, have done together.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. Thank you. You got me my own copy as well, and I've been tearing through it. And, you know, again, I highly recommend you get your hands on it. Take advantage of the generosity of Mr. Lowell and Mr. Craig Smith for Money, Morality, and the Machine, that free postpaid copy. Toll-free number, even you don't have to pay for the phone call, 800-630-1492. I mean,
what a deal.
Hey, you guys are so good. All right, let's get back on track here. You were talking about Elizabeth Warren, what she was presented. I mean, look at socialism. You can call it socialism light, socialism 2.0. But, you know, basically what you've said earlier, Lowell, is that it all leads to the same destination, does it not?
Sure, and let's look at the underlying logic of socialism. The essence of leftism, and has been for about 200 years, is that wealth must be redistributed politically in order to achieve something like equality. Now, for example, Bill, you, I'll bet, have two arms, two legs, two lungs, two kidneys, two gonads, two ears, two eyes, two hands, and so on. And yet,
by the grace of God,
and yet there are people around us who have none.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you will be required by the government to share one of your surplus limbs, mm-hmm. the wealth, if you will, in your body, because you have more than you need. And so one of your legs will be cut off and given to someone who can use one. That's the logic of socialism. You know, right. You have just too much money. We don't care if it isn't really wealth, if it's really capital that you're using to make jobs, new companies, and so on. The point is, we're going to redistribute the wealth. It's as if you were a pianist, to use a more mild example. You're a concert pianist. You own a beautiful grand piano, but all of your neighbors do not have a grand piano, even though they probably don't play one anyway. And so we're going to smash your piano up into little bitty pieces and give a piece to each of your neighbors.
That's
so
only
we'll
fair,
all be right? equal, Bill. We'll be
yes.
equal.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fair?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and this is all, you know, Barack Obama, what he tried to condition our society with, which is an extension of all this, in saying that we, you know, that they didn't build it, you know, and in essence, it was the government. It was the collective that built these
Elizabeth
businesses.
Elizabeth Warren
right?
said that before Bill Clinton did.
Mm-hmm.
She helped establish the doctrine. She created the Consumer Fund Financial Protection Bureau, for example, which was the single most unconstitutional bureaucracy ever created. It's now being blunted from that. But they were not funded by the Congress. The elected representatives of the people had no purse string control at all of that bureaucracy. Rather, the Federal Reserve Board, a quasi-private entity, directly funded them, and Congress was expected just to keep its nose out of what that bureaucracy did. And here in a country where there are 11 laws enacted by bureaucracies that are not elected for every one law enacted by Congress. And everything they do has the force of law and the power of law.
Exactly.
And here they wanted a totally beyond the control of Congress bureaucracy, and now she's talking about basically making capitalism accountable by her law, meaning accountable to politicians. Now, government may have many virtues, so we're told, but government makes nothing, except war.
Right.
And yet they somehow think they would be better at making things in our economy mm-hmm. than business people would.
Right.
This is just ridiculous.
Well, Well, as Ronald Reagan clearly said, it is government that is the problem. Are we listening to what he said then? Have we forgotten in such a short number of decades how profound that was? Because when you look back, I mean, help me understand here. Elizabeth Warren, you know, the champion of the left here, we're talking the same woman that rigged the system to basically... you know, I would say that she stole the money out of Harvard in misrepresenting her background and claiming some sort of Indian affiliation.
She got the money from Harvard, but who she really robbed were genuine Native Americans for whom a seat at Harvard had been set aside. She ran in and grabbed that seat, claiming to be a Native American herself with no proof, no evidence, no background in it. And now she refuses to take a DNA test that would demonstrate whether she was or wasn't a Native American.
Yeah, so what has she got to hide? So this same woman, who is now a senator and...
She was getting $500,000 a year, by the way.
Exactly. Right. So,
based on
her experience, Lowell, my question is, based on her experience as a senator, what has she championed that we can say, you know, there's gold in them thar hills, or that there's something positive to draw from her leadership? I mean, she absolutely messed up and put all the local community banks out of business in championing all the reform of Sarbanes-Oxley and on and on. I mean,
absolutely.
What can we say good about her that says, okay, she needs to really be a proper consideration for the 2020 presidential, you know, candidacy?
Well, she claims to be a capitalist who merely wants capitalism to have to pay its fair share, whatever politicians at any given moment say that means. But it always means more for the government and less for the free marketplace. We have to remember, too, that our economy is suffering badly from what Craig and I have called donkey drag. And what that means is when every election... I mean, America was prosperous when both Republicans and Democrats were basically pro-capitalist, pragmatic, reasonable people, and they could agree on things, and they were basically a safe place, made America a safe place for people to invest. Now, one of our two parties is becoming socialist. A majority of Democrats already are favorable to socialism. What that means is future elections are acts of Russian roulette. They literally mean you're putting a gun to your head, and if the bullet happens to come up, if the Democrats happen to come up in the chamber and win that election, you may have 2, 4, 6 years or more of Democrats taking over. And, oh, by the way, one of the things that her measure does for corporations, you can kiss goodbye any memory you might have had of Citizens United or of corporations being able to get involved in buying ads to question what the ruling party is doing. This ad explicitly prohibits the United States corporations from making any political expenditures without the approval of 75% of its directors and shareholders, with 40% of its directors selected by the corporation's often unionized employees. In other words, it pretty much guarantees that no company will ever again be allowed to get involved in political advertising.
Now, they rigged the system.
They're rigging the system down the... And so the unions will still be involved, Democrats will still be involved, but companies will be dealt out. They will not be able to contribute to candidates. They will not be able to do anything. And that's a formula for making Democrat rule permanent. And as Thomas Jefferson said, if you don't have a revolution in this country every 20 years or so, the government will just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger until it swallows all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we now face, and our economy is already 25% less than it could have been just by having a Democrat on the ballot, not even by their winning, because people are afraid to invest, are afraid to hire more workers, they're afraid to enlarge their companies because of that risk.
Don't forget to take advantage of Lowell's free offer, postpaid copy of their new book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Call toll-free 800-630-1492. Lowell, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Bill. God bless.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as there is a report that a missing Iowa college student's body has been found. Police telling Fox News that Molly Tibbetts' body was found in Iowa, though no other details have been released. Tibbetts vanished after a run on July 18th in her hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa. There had been a $366,000 reward up for information that could help find the 20-year-old. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is toppled by protesters. A group of 250 protesters using a rope to pull that monument known as Silent Sam down at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last evening. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Back with America, Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And always good to have Lou Euler with us, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Fresh from New Orleans, the home of all the beignets. Nothing like fresh beignets in New Orleans, huh, Lou?
You bet. Yeah, we were there with the American Legislative Exchange Council, the conservative state legislators, for several days last week, talking tax reform, and they're enthusiastic about what's happening.
What is their perspective overall? I know they're enthusiastic, but what do they see coming? Are we going to be able to, you know, confirm the tax cuts for the middle class once and for all, get them legislated so that, you know, we get that sunset clause out of there? What are they saying?
Well, they're all looking toward the November election. If the Democrats were returned to control of the House, then we couldn't finish the job that was started on tax reform. We're now looking at the opportunity to have what Kevin Brady and the team in Washington talk about as tax reform 2.0 that will make permanent these tax cuts and extend them and bring on some new changes that will confirm what we've been experiencing, which is great results for America and for Americans in terms of jobs and earnings.
Lou, is the animus towards Donald Trump to such an extreme that the majority of the country would be willing to forego the tax cuts, the economy that is jettisoning. They're willing to let that go in order to satisfy their animus towards Donald Trump.
You know, what I underscored with the legislators there and what we're doing nationwide now is simply encouraging all the conservatives and all the right-thinking folks to emphasize and change the focus, change it to what is positive for us, tax reform, jobs, economic growth, etc., and get off the negative stuff and the duplicity of the left as the progressives try to paint us as, ancient history.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the case. This November offers the opportunity, if we will force the direction on the key things that are improving the nation.
Well, the thing, you know, we often talk about this being a government of, for, by, we, the people. If there was ever that opportunity, we saw it in 2016, where we, the people, stood up, took control of its government once again, and here's what we've got 500-plus days as a result of the vote and the Trump administration, and it continues to look very positive for Main Street America. Now we have a chance to once again tell everybody that we weren't kidding back in 2016, that we want a responsible, smaller government that responds to Main Street America. Is that the bottom line of all this?
I think so. And let's turn to some recent polling. The Investor's Business Daily just completed a polling in the last week. Their presidential leadership index is up 3% to 46%, a very solid number for the president. Their direction of the country index is up a whopping 13% to 50%, the highest since 2005. And now get this, the quality of life index is up 7% to 64%, the highest ever recorded. So the news media, the fake media, this some of the people want to call it, are misrepresenting what is happening out there in order to try and create an environment in which these policies can be short-lived by their voting in November. We have to turn that around. Mm-hmm. We have to get active. We have to be involved, tell the truth, get the story out there.
Isn't this, Lou, I argue it's a form of meddling. I mean, here we are. We're so concerned. The Russians are meddling with our elections. Are not our own people, the mainstream media within our borders, meddling with the election by profligating all this propaganda?
Well, that's what they're doing, because the detestation for Trump personally seems to be awfully high, and these people in the media, in the mainstream media, are they're unreserved in their willingness to tell the falsehoods and all the rest about what is truly going on. So we have to dig in our heels. We have to be as tough on our side. We have to tell our story and get that word out. That's what we're trying to do to millennial self-identified conservative young people, to small business employees, what they're benefiting from. They have to be part of the cheering section for what is happening across America.
All they have to do is open their wallet, Lou. They see extra dollars in there. If that's not enough, I'm sorry, I can't help you. But, you know, it's like, what are you going to believe? The lying press or the eyes, you know, out of your own head that say, hey, I've got discretionary income like I've never had before. I got a job. I don't have to work three jobs anymore. I'm able to, you know, provide for my family on one job. And, oh, yeah, I'm upgrading that job, too. So things are looking good. In fact, I might even think about opening up my new business again, that dream that I've been thinking about forever. I think now the time is right to do this. I mean, this is the kind of conversation and things I'm hearing around the country, Lou, and I can't imagine the people abandoning this unless there's some shenanigans that takes place where, you know, there's voter fraud or something that's taking on. Because look, if the FBI is willing to sell their souls because of the animus that they had toward Donald Trump, then who's not to say that there's other, even American citizens, that are willing to go in the tank and really upend, what our republic stands for, and honoring the integrity of the vote.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And further facts that support our position suggest that the jobless rate for those with who have not even a high school diploma, their jobless rate is the lowest in history, and earnings for average people for the second straight month has risen nearly 3%, and the revenues that are coming in to the Treasury have been increased dramatically because exactly. of the salary increases for average workers.
Yeah, and Lou, the other thing, you know, to your point about kids that do not have a high school diploma anymore, I mean, the last things I was reading was that businesses are saying, okay, it's not necessary that you have a high school diploma anymore. Come in, and and I think this opens up an incredible amount of opportunity to a workforce that has just been out there with all kinds of potential. Just because these kids couldn't finish school for one reason or another doesn't mean that they can be productive. And we're already hearing of some anecdotally, just incredible success stories of people coming up that are coming out of these ranks, to your point. So I think this is just, again, opportunity abounds here in this country. And we've got the president and we the people to thank for it, for having the courage to decide on a businessman to go into the Oval Office and straighten out the problems that we have in this country. And look what he's done in a short period of time. It's not going to be fixed overnight, but you've got to be greatly encouraged and say, hey, I really invested my vote in the right person because of the kind of results we're getting right now. We've got about 30 seconds, so I'm going to let you wrap it up, Lou.
Sure. Well, you're absolutely right. And, bringing home the remains of service people who died in the Korean War, that shows that he is making the kind of progress we need. He has talked, he's negotiated with some of the drug companies to reduce their drug prices. So he's really reaching out. He's using his knowledge as a successful businessman to the benefit of our nation. Mm-hmm. And I applaud him, and I think we all ought to applaud him.
And I'm right with you. Lou Euler, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are getting to me.
Bill Martinez
live. Oh, 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 you are getting to me.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. Eleanor Borg is with us. Eleanor Borg Nicholson, I should say the entire name correctly here. She edited the Ignatius critical edition of Dracula and yearns to correct Count Dracula's strategic errors. In addition to scholarly pursuits, she occasionally strays into fiction, including her epistolary novella, The Letters of Magdalene Montague. By day, she is the director of religious education at a university parish served by the Dominican friars. How much fun is that, Eleanor? I mean, to be hanging around some friars. I mean, that's just got to be too much.
Oh, it's really, it is a lot of fun. It's a lot of inspiration as well.
Well, let's talk about a bloody habit. We're talking, 1900, right? We're going back?
1900, 1901.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. And we've got this dawn of the new century. So what is happening here?
What's happening is you're at the, as you said, the dawn of a new century, a lot of exciting developments, but it's also the changing of the guard. The old queen is very old. There's a lot of residual anxiety from the end of the previous century. But you have a lot of modernization, a lot of urbanization, a huge growth in secularism and scientific enlightenment and their politics. And, I mean, this is years before World War One. Mm-hmm. So there's a sense of stability, but there's also a sense of what comes next, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so here it is. The stage is set, and as you say, this is prior. I mean, we're on the dawn of World War I, and you've got the secularization of society taking place. And so what else is happening here?
Well, in my novel, you have it's an interesting point historically. So I situate a very modern, matter-of-fact, highly sophisticated, skeptical narrator, and then following on the heels of Stoker's Dracula, which was published in 1897, I have my narrator read Dracula, which he thinks is nonsense. But then he starts encountering vampires, the supernatural, the preternatural, in a way that he doesn't know how to deal with it. So it sort of assaults London in an echo, not just of Dracula, but Stoker himself was echoing the Jack the Ripper assaults on London. So there's a lot of anxiety about violence in London. And my narrator, John Kemp, is facing all of this with the tools that he has from scientific development. And but also he's an extremely superstitious fellow because he doesn't believe in anything. So he's dabbling in the occult, trying to find an explanation for what he's encountering. I think it's a... There are a lot of parallels you can draw with today and how people are interacting, not just with the supernatural, but with development. As society continues to develop, what tools do you need to be able to handle things within and without society?
Well, we're talking with Eleanor Borg Nicholson, her brand new book. This is your first novel, right?
My novella was also fiction, but this is my first major novel.
Right.
And it's the... I said I got an inspiration from the Dominicans. So my Dominicans kill vampires.
Right.
Which is, I think, was a little startling to some of the Dominicans I know, but most of them just sort of laughed and said, of course we do.
and move on. What's your next question? Okay. And, of course, the book title is A Bloody Habit. What drew you to this genre, Eleanor?
Well, my training and my interest for... a long time has been in the Victorian period. I learned a great deal through Victorian novels from being a homeschooled teenager onward through college. Really beautiful, beautiful writing at this time. But I was really, really struck by how many cool, deep themes you can address in Gothic fiction without being preachy or boring. So you can talk about life and death and good and evil and violence as destructive, but also for its victims, sometimes redemptive. What does that look like? And you can do all of that because your stage is so theatrical.
Yes.
You can get away with a lot.
Right.
I have to admit, my sensibilities are very Victorian in that I can't watch exorcism movies. I can't even watch super scary movies. I did scare myself a couple of times while writing this book, but just the high drama and the unintentional hilarity also really, really speaks to me personally. I think Dracula, for example, is a magnificent book, highly entertaining, terrifying, also.
And I got to tell you, I'm with you in terms of getting into, you know, some of the scary stuff. But I imagine your parents probably thought, well, you know, she's a rather old soul. You say really appreciating, you know, the Victorian discipline and lifestyle.
Yeah, and also just the depth of expression. So there was a lot of detail and beauty in the writing, because it's really the growth of the novel. I think one of the greatest periods of the novel has been in the Victorian period. So those are just, I mean, if you're reading Dickens and Trollope and Thackeray and the Brontes, you're really getting rich human experience that I think still, there's a reason people are still reading these books today, because they're really magnificent.
Well, not to mention the richness of the language. I mean, here it is.
Yes.
You say by comparison, in 21st century America, the language is very coarse and unsophisticated by comparison, is it not?
I definitely agree. And some of the... Go ahead.
No, I'm with you. I'm listening.
Well, plus some of the ideas they're expressing. I teach for an online homeschooling company called Homeschool Connections, and I work with high schoolers. And when they read, when they're introduced to Dickens, or going earlier than the Victorians, Jane Austen, and you go, oh, my goodness, look at this depth, look at this drama, look at, you know, human interaction. It's just there's a maturity of the understanding that I think is just incomparable. And you're right. There, a lot of it's lost today. There's also a lot more hope in Victorian novels, and I'm I like to be a happy person, so I like I like happy endings. Even
I was going to say I'm with you on a happy ending. Exactly. Well, maybe sometime. You know, I think part of the thing that challenges us today is that we're so much in a hurry. You know, I say we live in this microwave age that only this generation could stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. It's not fast enough.
Yes.
And maybe because of that, we really, you know, fail to hibernate and allow, allow the genesis of an idea to fully develop. You know, we want to quickly, you know, get it out without really, you know, thinking about it. And maybe because of, you know, those early years with the lack of distraction, and, you know, we have lots of distraction these days that knocks us off course, that, you know, I think sometimes short circuits the creative process.
I think that's definitely true. And I think in the terms of narrative, if you have a Victorian novel, the action could take place over months, if not years. Mm-hmm. It's not very often, unless it's a serious, serious drama that's probably going to end badly, that you have a novel or a movie, say, nowadays, that takes months or years to develop. And mine's over months.
Exactly.
But I think it also is really disruptive to my narrator, for example, that he's facing all of this intense trauma and seeing violence erupting across London and trying to unpack it, but it takes time. An investigation takes time. Unpacking and battling a vampiric threat. Everything takes time, just like the maturation of people takes time, a very long time sometimes.
Well, in your book, you're exploring the battle between good and evil. I mean, that's, you know, that has been around forever, has it not? I mean, we just, you know, we can count on good and evil being here till the day we die, and it'll be passed on to the next generation.
Definitely. I think, and I'm partly harking back to the earlier understanding of the vampire. There's a sort of, I call it the modernist corruption of the vampire, where he's not evil, he just misunderstood. My vampires are evil. My vampiric victims are usually weak, and that's how they become victims and have the potential to be sort of absorbed into evil, but they're not, you know, if you're a victim, that doesn't mean you're evil. It just means you have a weakness or something that has made you a victim for it. But I think one of the things I found when I finished my book was that evil's really actually quite evil, easy to convey. People get evil. I mean, I don't know. We live with ourselves. We're sort of, we have to strive for goodness. There's a monstrousness we have to battle in ourselves. Goodness is harder to convey. And I found that for me, often it takes the form of humor. It's something that, I mean, because straight goodness would be, I'd be writing, I don't know, Mother Teresa biography or something.
Right.
In fiction form. How does every man encounter evil but then articulate goodness in the face of evil in a way that's not narratively preachy? Because that's one of the dangers when you start getting into a lot of these deeper themes. You can preach. And I don't like, except if it's a Dominican, I don't want to be preached at, and certainly not in a novel.
Exactly. Well, her book is A Bloody Habit. It's a novel by Eleanor Borg Nicholson. As we wrap things up, Eleanor, I'm going to give you a chance to summarize. Of course, the book available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, very well said. Eleanor Borg Nicholson, her book, A Bloody Habit, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Eleanor. Take care. God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
You've seen crazy